Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. Let me ask you, have you ever stood before a judge for sentencing? I remember as a teenager being charged with reckless driving after being foolish. I had broken the law, and I remember being really nervous as I walked in to face the judge. I remember the feeling of dread as I awaited his decision. That experience was the tiniest taste of what comes at the end of history. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14 say, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil." We hear there that God, our Creator, is going to judge all of humanity. At the end of history, all people, great and small, will stand before the judgment throne of God. The books will be opened, and all will be judged according to what they have done. Revelation 20:12. And that's a problem, because all mankind has been born into an estate of sin and misery. Adam and Eve, our first parents, rebelled against God in the Garden of Eden. And ever since, all of their children, you and I included, break God's law. God looks down from heaven, and do you know what he sees? None is righteous. No, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Romans 3:10-12, Psalm 14, Psalm 53. All mankind stands guilty before God. Martin Luther once said that justification is the article by which the church stands or fall. He said, "This article is the headstone and cornerstone of the church. Without it, the church of God cannot subsist one hour." In other words, we have no hope without justification. Joel, what is justification? It is to be declared righteous, to be declared not guilty by the judge. Notice I am only saying it is a declaration by the judge. Being justified doesn't make you righteous. It doesn't change you into an innocent person. It is only a declaration that allows you to walk away scot-free. And my friend, that is the gospel. That is the good news. You being declared right as a lawbreaker before God is entirely a gracious gift. Paul writes in Romans 3:23-25, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith." By faith in Christ, we are justified, declared righteous. How can this be? Because Jesus came as the second Adam to live the life of perfect obedience to God's law. And then Jesus was treated as guilty in our place. Did you know that Jesus was charged with the crimes man was guilty of in the Garden of Eden? You see, Adam and Eve tried to be like God, and they disobeyed his law. And Jesus was accused of aspiring to be God and committing blasphemy by rejecting God's authority. And then Christ stood in our place before the judge on the cross, where the Father poured out the judgment on him. My friend, there was an exchange that took place there at Calvary's cross. Believers received Christ's perfect righteousness, and he received our guilt. We lawbreakers are declared not guilty. Sinclair Ferguson says, "Well, the glory of the gospel is that God has declared Christians to be rightly related to him in spite of their sin." My friend, being justified does not put us back at square one and now we try to do better. I want us to understand that because we are prone to try and smuggle in our good deeds. And when we do that, then our being right before God becomes at least partly dependent upon our good character. Now that's a struggle, because when we realize that God declares Christians right in all their mess, we wonder, well, what's the point of God's law and his holiness? What about that? You may say, "Joel, that sort of free grace would lead folks to think it doesn't matter how you live." My friend, that was actually the very objection of the Pharisees to Jesus. But Joel, are you saying a person can sin all they want and still be golden with God? I mean, are you teaching that we might as well sin so that God's grace may abound? No, I'm not. But if it sounds that way, then I rejoice, because it means I'm preaching the same gospel as Paul, who was accused of the same. My friend, the gospel tells us Christians can be more or less obedient, more or less sinful, but Christians can never be more or less justified. If you are a Christian, you are in Christ, which means right standing with God. You've been declared righteous. God does not accept us just as we are, but in spite of who we are, because we are in Christ. And being in Christ brings a renewal of the whole man, with obedience as its fruit. So my friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.